A very good afternoon to everybody out in Boo Land, from Cab for Now. A slightly sick Cab for Now as well today. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Went to Malta last Thursday for the weekend, got back Sunday. And one of the side effects, I think, of no smoking allowed anywhere these days, I think, is that it affects air conditioning on aircraft, and germs, pathogens, do not like smoke. Okay, smoke kills bacteria. Okay, so now that we don't have any smoking on aircraft, the bacteria grow and grow and grow in the recycled air that forms the air that we breathe on aircraft, on in the air conditioning. And they grow in the air conditioning systems, and that's one of the side effects of the smoking ban on aircraft. People get sick. Amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. No, I've got a dreadful cold. I'm convinced I got it on the plane going out to Malta Thursday morning, and it developed over the time I was there, so really, really annoyed. So slightly the worse for wear today, and I apologise for my coughs and splutters as I chat about what the topic for today. The topic for today is Hackney carriage ranks, taxi ranks, which, if you read what the various taxi blogs write about and take it on board, there's not enough taxi ranks throughout London. Well, you know what? I find it a bit odd. There's not enough taxi ranks, and yet I'm driving around during the day, and very rarely are there any taxis parked on ranks. Apart from, with the exception, obviously, of the stations and the airports and stuff like that. But, you know, you go down Regent Street, and the taxis that you see on the ranks very often won't have any drivers in, and that applies throughout the West End. In fact, the ranks are far, far more used when you get further out. For example, I'm thinking of Richmond and Twickers. You know, those ranks are worked and worked hard by the suburban badges out there, but you have a look at the West End, and the West End ranks are an absolute joke. They're, number one, they're not used. Number two, they're reserved, in my opinion, largely for taxi drivers to go shopping. So do we really need these taxi ranks? Well, when was the last time anybody in London actually approached a taxi driver on a rank during the day in the West End? I don't see it happening. I see people going down the road and they're looking for a cab. They won't bother walking to a rank. They'll just stick their hand in the air when the next orange light comes down the road. So why do we have all these ranks? Private parking for taxi drivers? Well, you know, it's a nice little tradition, and perhaps they've earned it. Perhaps they've earned the right to have they've earned the right to have their private parking dotted all over London because they've done the knowledge. And let's not take that away from them. That is the equivalent of doing a university degree. We all know that, and that's a real credit to every London taxi driver. But nevertheless, one of the bonuses that they get by doing that knowledge is that they get parking throughout London completely free of charge, where they can drop the cab off and go shopping, in particular Regent Street. I never, ever, 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 ever see a taxi driver sitting in his cab waiting for a fare with the orange light on in Regent Street. Take a look. Go down there. Go and have a look. Then, of course, there's the ranks at night, and there's lots of concern about those ranks at night, where they're not in the right place, if you believe what is written by the taxi blogs out there. I've got no reason to disbelieve it. They know their business better than I do. Anyway, sadly, we're coming to the end. Blimey. It's 4 minutes 52. That's it. Ta-ta for now. The 5-minute limit is up. Stay safe and warm wherever you are. Bye-bye.